Say Divine Prophet's drawn 10, Thronum's drawn 13, and Yankee Rose is out there in 9. Oh My Sword has drawn one of the kinder draws in 3 with El Divino 4. So you just need that nice, perfect run into it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And there looks to be a bit of speed in the race with Thronum and, you know, a few others as well there. So, you know, Astern, he's probably one that needed to draw a good gate as well. I heard Mr. O'Shea saying last week that it would have been good to draw a nice barrier for him just so he can relax and switch off to get the 1400. So it was probably more important for him to draw a good gate than us. We can, you know, if we need to go a little bit further back than we want, we know we can do that and still run home strong. So, yeah. In all Group 1 races, you bank on a bit of luck, and good barriers are always a big part in it because these bunch of colts and fillies and Omar Sword especially, there's not much between them all, I don't think.
Yeah, understand. Now, what we can tell you, I'm just getting some information down here, that Joe Marrera, pending an approval from the Hong Kong Jockey Club, is going to ride Oh My Sword. That information coming through from the Chris Wallace stable. Ty England has been booked to ride Nikitas. And Oh My Sword will be ridden by Joe Marrera, pending approval from the Hong Kong Jockey Club. That release coming through from the Wallace stable. Tommy, you're heading to Kembla Grange. Anything for our listeners down there?
Yeah, definitely. I've got one for the Hawks team a bit later on in the second last. It's been trialling really well. And one of Gay's in race one of Spencer Farms, they've been on fire at the moment, their team. So I've got two nice rides there.
Primavera's race 6, number 12 for China Horse Club and Hawks Racing, and the one for Waterhouse and Bod is Paradise Cove, race 1, number 3. Good luck with the week ahead, mate. I hope that everything works out with Divine Prophet.
Cheers, Andrew. I appreciate it. Take care, mate.
Thanks, Tom. Good on you, mate. Tommy Berry. So, recapping, the barrier draw for the Golden Rose. It'll be race 6 on Saturday at 10 past 3, a field of 14, Astern 12, El Divino 4, Good Standing 6, Divine Prophet 10, Nikitas 8, Thronum 13, Impending 2, Darren 7, Mediterranean 5, Oink 11, Shamaloo 1, Yankee Rose 9, Oh My Sword 3, and O'Reilly Cyrus 14. Repeating that, Ty England will ride Nikitas, and pending approval from the Hong Kong Jockey Club, Joe Marrera will take the ride on the Wallace stablemate Oh My Sword. We'll wait for that tick from the Hong Kong Jockey Club. Tab Talk's coming up. You'll get the latest market for the Golden Rose as well as the latest in NRL at 10:30. We're live out to Randwick for this major announcement from Racing New South Wales and the Australian Turf Club, and at the completion of that, it'll be on the pace. Continue to listen to your racing leader.
At Bing Lee, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bing Lee, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
All the King's Horses, Bud Cummings' story, is on DVD.
Everything was done the right way. It was done his way.
He had absolute faith in what he did.
He took horses to another level and made them champions.
Demanded excellence at every stage of the training process.
1 in 4 in the Melbourne Cup. That's as good as Bradman's batting average.
We commemorate the legacy of the Cup's King on the extended, unseen DVD version with bonus features.
Winning life well lived on a betting ticket.
Available from August 18th.
In the world of standardbred sires, Lincoln Royal has built quite a reputation. This stunning-looking son of Mac 3, bred on the same cross as North America's leading sire, Some Beat Somewhere, has certainly impressed the experts. Cran Dalgetty, Bruce Negus and Colin DeFilippi have all hailed his progeny as some of the best in their stables. At just $1,650, Lincoln Royal is outstanding value. For more info, visit lincolnroyal.com.
Ben has rung in with a message for a very special person.
That's right. This one's for Mark Geyer. Oh, I couldn't love a bloke more. With a 91 grand final on the line, he regathered Canberra's short drop out and set up the winning try.
That's breathtaking. It's easy to love a bet these NRL finals because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the decider.
Tab, we love a bet.
Visit tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
There
they're off.
Gates open, they're off and racing.
On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
One of the legends of the sport creates a little bit of magic at the mountain.
There it is! Adam Scott, a life changer.
It's the first time he's finished above a GP of Phillip Island. Mark Harkness, does it in style down under.
With the very latest in racing and sport from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosco over to tab.com.au. Ted Lenskow, morning, Ted. How are you?
Yeah, all good. Thank you, Cosy.
That's good. Now, we've got the barrier draw for the Golden Rose, and I think you have got hot off the press the latest market there, too.
Yeah, well, we have the Tab fixed odds market for the Golden Rose after the barrier draw, where Omei Sword is now the outright favourite at $3.20, Stern at $3.80, Divine Profit $4.60, Darren and Yankee Rose both 11, El Divino and Impending, they're both 15, Mediterranean and Thronum at 26, Good Standing and Nikitas at 51, Oink and O'Reilly Cyrus 101, and Shamalu 201. So Omei Sword, this time yesterday, a question mark, but now the $3.20 Tab fixed odds favourite for the Golden Rose ahead of Astern at $3.80 and Divine Profit $4.60.
There we go, hot off the presses. Let's get more sports news now. Here's Gemma.
Thanks, Sean. Making headlines today, Raiders fullback Jack Whiten faces the NRL judiciary tonight with his finals fate on the line after a grade 2 shoulder charge. Zach Santo and Brenko Lee are in line to replace Whiten. Cowboys prop Matt Scott is in serious doubt for Saturday's clash with Melbourne due to neck and back complaints. The AFL is yet to decide if the pre-finals bye will become a permanent fixture after mostly negative feedback. Serena Williams has surpassed Roger Federer with the most Grand Slam wins in Open era, recording her 308th victory in defeating Shvedova at the US Open 6-2, 6-3. Serena came out firing after watching her sister Venus lose to Pliskova. In the men's, Juan Martín Del Potro, Stan Wawrinka and Kai Nishikori all advanced to the quarters. Rory McIlroy has won the Deutsche Bank Championship by 2 shots with a 6-under-65. Adam Scott finished 4th. Defender Matthew Sparanovic is expected to be in the Socceroos starting 11 tomorrow morning against the UAE. And Simona Di Silvestro has confirmed she's joining the Supercars Championship in 2017 on a 3-year deal, becoming the first full-time female driver in the series' recent history. That's the latest sport, Sean.
Thanks, Gemma. Gemma Cutting joining us there. Now it is 8 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio at 10:30. We'll be going live to Richard Haynes at Royal Randwick. There's a special announcement coming up there at 10:30. We'll be covering that live here on Sky Sports Radio. Matty Russell joining us now from Fox Sports to look at the NRL. How are you, Matty?
G'day, Cozzy. I'm excited because the finals are here, and we're joined by Trent today as well. Because St George Illawarra is now in its off-season and on holidays, is that where Andrew is as well? He's followed his beloved Red V into holiday hibernation.
He may have. Hey, what about the suggestion? I know you got Mad Monday, but it could be Test Tube Tuesday. And they're running around saying, "All right, boys, it's a bit like the swabbing stalls arrived. Let's see what you've been on."
Let's hope none of them return elevated readings for cobalt.
I'm thinking something a bit heavier than cobalt. Starts with the same letter, C, but...
Look, I'm sure they've all been on their best behaviour. Some of them have been dressing up, and even some members of the public have found reason to be affronted by the Parramatta Eels dressing up as a high-profile criminal, shall we say. Mm. But I tell you what, if we've got a problem with that, we'll find a problem anywhere. Let the boys have some fun. As long as they do it without affecting anyone else, I'm sweet.
Well, Trent dresses up here every week, and we don't say a thing.
What are you dressed in today, Trent?
You don't want to go there. Hey, now, the Storm and the Sharks, would that be a little bit of a dent the Sharks' ego and confidence a bit?
A little bit, because they wanted to go down there and win the minor premiership, but they were beaten by a very good team, a team that performed like surgeons at Time Melbourne through 2016, and they came out of it without any real significant injuries, the Sharks. They have to head to Canberra as a result of that loss, so a big assignment for the Sharks. It is a long way from the end of the road yet for Cronulla, and I'm actually tipping them this weekend, Cozzy, to beat the Raiders, just because the Raiders know Blake Austin. Jack Whiten has this judiciary trouble. I know they're on this remarkable winning streak, but I think Cronulla, after a real tough lead-up last week, and armed with this fantastic record in Canberra, they've won 9 of their last 12 in the nation's capital. I'm actually going towards the Sharks, who, Trent, I imagine would be outsiders in the minds of most punters.
They are, Matt. Well, we'll start with that one, because that's the first of the Saturday matches there, just after 5:30 at GIO Stadium, and you've got Canberra, the $1.70 favourites, and Cronulla, $2.20. The line is currently 2.5, and well, you've got the Raiders there on that fantastic winning streak, Matt, of 10 in a row, and they certainly continue that very nicely on Sunday at Leichhardt Oval against West Tigers. A nice little touch up there. And the Sharks, they just haven't been in the greatest form. Yes, they lost to Melbourne, but just the one win and the draw in their last six matches, and they've met twice this season. And in round 7, Cronulla, when they were really going strong, they won 40 points to 16 there in the nation's capital. But then about 4 weeks ago, it was the turn of the Raiders to do the job there at Southern Cross Group Stadium by 30 points to 14.
Yep, won all this season. Even their overall head-to-head record is very close. 35-31 in favour of the Sharks. I know that Canberra stormed into the finals and Cronulla waddled in with a bit of a waver in their step, but I can't get over the fact that Jack Whiten is at the judiciary tonight. Now, if he doesn't play, it'll be only the second game he's missed this season. He's been a regular in the fullback role. The only game he didn't play was against Brisbane, and that day the Broncos jumped out 24-26 after the 50-minute mark. They were well beaten, the Raiders. So what's the reshuffle going to be? Does Zach Santo come in and play fullback again? That's less likely. We are hearing that Brinko Lee, the cousin of Edric, will come on to a wing, and that will push Jordan Rapana into the fullback role. The argument against that is that you weaken one position to fill another, given that Rapana and Leilua have been so good side by side. I'm just leaning towards Cronulla. I remember their remarkable winning streak. I think they can shock people in Canberra and beat the Raiders.
And the issue coming out of just, you've referred to also there, Matt, about the Jack Whiten charge that will be contested tonight, is that just the similar nature, I guess, to what Michael Ennis did in that match on Saturday night at Amy Park between the Storm and the Sharks. So once again, we've had a lot of difficulties this year with the bunker, but once again, the match review panel aren't endearing themselves particularly to fans there.
Now, the match review committee taking the strange step yesterday of jumping very much on the front foot and telling everyone why they had charged Jack Whiten as opposed to Michael Ennis, which has not been the norm. They've just laid the charges and then let the judiciary work out the rest. But the match review committee, sensing this backlash, jumped on the front foot and tried to release photographic evidence to support what they came up with. But there are plenty of experts who are looking at these photos and saying, well, I actually think Mick Ennis is more of a shoulder charge than Jack Whiten, and there is a growing opinion that Whiten will escape tonight. I'm not so convinced. If he is found guilty of the charge, he'll then try and get it downgraded in a bid to miss only two games during the finals campaign. But if I can just digress for one short moment, if it does go against him, he's rubbed out for the finals series. I've just had a chat with Stephen Blocker Roach, who in 1988 took Chris Mortimer high and was rubbed out for the entire finals series. He went to England in a bid to serve that sentence, but he actually didn't make that bid and missed the grand final. He described it as one of the lowest periods in his life, watching his team surge into a grand final and being a spectator on the other side of the world. So spare a thought for Jack Whiten. If he's rubbed out, yes, it will be his fault for trying to tackle like that when his side was so far ahead, but it will be a long, long month for Jack watching the Canberra Raiders.
Now, you look at these games coming up, Broncos and Titans, the battle up there in Queensland. We've got Storm and Cowboys. You've got Panthers, Bulldogs, Raiders, Sharks. Which is the toughest, which is the closest, do you think?
The toughest has to be Melbourne against North Queensland.
Yeah.
The minor premiers, Melbourne, against the reigning premiers, the Cowboys. The Cowboys were back to their best. I called that game against Gold Coast in Townsville. They defended stubbornly. They attacked brilliantly. The Thurston-Gavin Cooper combination was working again. The Jason Taumalolo running game was outstanding. Jemmy Tamo. You can go on and on and on. You can go through every single Cowboy and find a reason to be positive about them. The only setback is no Matt Scott. He has neck and back complaints, not to mention a small matter of a broken finger. So they'd love to get him back on board this week, which is anything but certain. Look, at Amy Park, the way that Melbourne wrapped up the minor premiership and the way they can perform, I'm going with the Melbourne Storm, but it really is a toss of a coin, I think. This will be a belter. What have they done so far this season? Well, 15-14 to Melbourne and then 16-8 to Melbourne. Those games, both in Queensland, Suncorp and Townsville. That second result, no JT, he was injured. So two wins to Melbourne, but narrowly, and this time we're back to scratch with JT playing.
Well, there's not much in the betting here, Matt. You've got Melbourne, $1.77 favourites, North Queensland, $2.10. The line there is 2.5, and that'll, of course, follow on straight away from the match between Canberra and Cronulla. And you've touched on the fact, Melbourne, they've won both of the matches this season. The one there at Suncorp Stadium in Round 10, part of that doubleheader, was an absolute epic there by the 1 point there. The Storm, loss, win, just heading into the finals, but impressive on Saturday night. And the Cowboys, they had a little bit of a dip in form as well with 3 losses, but they've roared back into contention with 3 consecutive victories. We start the finals on Friday night up in the Sunshine State, and it is an all-Queensland affair between Brisbane and Gold Coast. And Brisbane, well, they're $1.26 and Gold Coast $4. The line here is 10.5. Just the one meeting this year in Round 5 at Cbus Super Stadium. The Broncos were victorious 24 points to 16, and the Broncos, they found a rich vein of format in the last 5 rounds with wins. And the Titans, they probably take umbrage at it, but they have backed in a sense, losing their last 2 matches.
Yeah, they fell into the finals, didn't they, Trent, by virtue of other teams losing, namely West Tigers, dreadfully on Sunday. But I'm tipping Brisbane, let's say that. I know they weren't brilliant against the Roosters, but at Suncorp, I expect Brisbane to win. What could change that? Well, the fact that Gold Coast weren't expected to finish above the bottom three. Here they are in the top eight. They've achieved their season goal, a remarkable finals appearance. So they have nothing to lose. People will say, well, of course they have something to lose. They can crash out of the finals. In the dark recesses of their mind, they've achieved outstandingly this season. So I think there's more pressure on Brisbane. I wouldn't mind betting that Gold Coast will be a little freed to just go and play some fun footy. And isn't the stage set for Jarryd Hayne? He loves the big occasion. He's has a few games under his belt now. He hasn't scored in the NRL since returning from his crack at NFL and rugby union. So, look, the stage is set. And if there's an X factor in this game, it has to be Jarryd Hayne. If they get a sniff or they bolt clear in some way, an upset is possible. But still, I'll come back to my original tip, and that is Brisbane. The reason that, you know, a lot of people will be going away from Gold Coast is the fact that they have lost the last 9 against Brisbane at Suncorp. They beat them in their first ever meeting at Suncorp against Brisbane Gold Coast, but since then, 9 straight losses against the Broncos at Suncorp Stadium. So that record says they're up against it.
If the Titans start to get into this and work their way through this finals, imagine what it's going to do for their membership and just support on the coast.
Oh, already they've had a massive boost in those regards, Cozzy. So if they're able to win 1 or 2 finals games, it will be such a springboard for them into 2017. They'll have Jarryd Hayne again. They're likely to have the Rookie of the Year, Ash Taylor, heading into his second season. The emergence of players like Ignatius Parthy, Levaha Pulu, look, there's going to be a big turnover in the Gold Coast Titans during the off-season, but there is enough there, and after what they've done in 2016, to suggest that 2017 will be a real building success story continuation for them.
And once again, that's the elimination final. That'll be on Friday night. We've already discussed the qualifying finals on Saturday in the nation's capital and also down south in Melbourne. But then Sunday, Matt, at 4 o'clock at Allianz Stadium, you'll have Penrith up against Canterbury. And Penrith, they're the $1.48 favourites. Canterbury at $2.70. The line here is 6.5. They met in round 2 this season at Pepper Stadium, where the Bulldogs were able to squeak past in an 18 points to 16 victory. But contrasting styles of coming into these finals here, Matt, because the Panthers, they've been great with 5 victories on the trot, while the Bulldogs, the bark is just a little bit lesser at the moment with the 3 consecutive defeats.
Trent, you are spot on. I just want to compare, what's Penrith are $1.48. What price did you say Brisbane were to beat Gold Coast to start week one of the finals? What price are the Broncos again?
Yeah, the Broncos are $1.26.
So they're the shortest price favourites of the weekend,
yes.
Brisbane. And Penrith behind them. I reckon Penrith should be the shortest price favourites of the weekend. The way Canterbury have been playing. 3 straight losses, devoid of attack, frustrated, looking lost. It will take a significant sprinkle of Des Hasler's magic dust to lift the Dogs up against Penrith, who are flying at the moment. We saw what they did to close out the season against Manly on Sunday night. But Canterbury, where has their attack gone? What's happening to them? How are they approaching rugby league? I'm hearing suggestions that Des has saved a trick shot for the finals. Well, surely if that's the case, he would have used it by now. So much criticism has he and the club received. Oh, I don't think there's anything left in the tank for the Dogs. I'll be amazed if they beat Penrith.
They basically put the line through them.
I've put the line through them. I've sat sideline for the last few games, and left shaking my head, saying, what on earth were they doing out there? Six tackle options where they take the tackle 5 metres out from the goal line, having offered nothing for three plays, not even an attempted grubber into the in goal. I understand they don't want to gift the opposition a seven tackle set, or being turning the ball over on the opposition goal line isn't all that bad, but given that they just weren't stretching the opposition and they were behind at the time, I've shaken my head. Can you hear my frustration? I'm not even a Dogs fan. I'm a Canterbury fan. I've had to take some deep breaths behind the steering wheel for fear of driving into a telegraph pole.
We could definitely tell that just by hearing through. But your frustrations there in the Bulldogs there, especially the losing at Belmore and then there to the Rabbitohs in the last round. Just has not been a good end to the season there for Canterbury.
They need Sam Cassiano back, Trent. You know, that will help because he normally comes on after 20 minutes and has provided a bit of attacking thrust. So he's been out for the last 2 weeks. He will make a difference. Is it enough of a difference? Let me take some deep breaths and get back to you.
Well, while you're doing the deep breaths there, Matt, just to breathe in, breathe out. Calm blue ocean, calm blue ocean. Melbourne are the $3.50 favourites for the premiership. You've got North Queensland at $4, Canberra at $5.50, Cronulla at $6, Brisbane at $8, Penrith 17, Canterbury at $26, and Gold Coast 101. So obviously we've got a fair bit to go through in regards to the finals, Matt, but just at the present time, who would you look at as possibly being the grand finalist? And it's also the case in the AFL, but generally it's very hard to win outside the top four. Brisbane, they were almost there last year. Are they the only side? I know you're very confident on Penrith. Are Brisbane the only side that could possibly get there from outside the top four to get there on the first Sunday night there in October?
Well, let me answer that in a moment. I'm not done with Canterbury yet. You said you had them at $26 and Gold Coast 101. I'd have Canterbury at 101. No team has ever won the comp losing the last three games of the regular season. So that says that Canterbury is absolutely, categorically, hopelessly gone. I promise I won't talk about Canterbury anymore. Okay, back.
Why don't you put the boot into them?
Back to Brisbane. I'm tipping Melbourne to win the competition. I think they'll be too good for North Queensland, get a week off, then play in Melbourne again for the right to come to Sydney in the grand final. I can see Melbourne being there on the big day. After that, look, Brisbane is outside the top four, and history says that teams don't win the comp under the current top eight set up from outside the top four. So can North Queensland sort themselves out over the next couple of weeks? I wouldn't mind thinking that Melbourne's going to play North Queensland in week one of the finals and then again in the final weekend of the season. Maybe a Melbourne-North Queensland. What's Canberra going to do? Well, if I dismiss Brisbane for being outside the top four, then you could probably also put a rule through Penrith. So, look, Melbourne will play in the grand final, I think. Who against? Most possibly North Queensland. After that, I'd be looking at maybe a Canberra or Cronulla.
Well, they played some fantastic games last year, the preliminary final. The Cowboys, they beat the Storm there at Amy Park en route to their premiership victory, where you called it in Golden Point, Matt, when we spoke to you last year. And who knows, it could be a repeat of the Saturday night qualifying final where Melbourne meet North Queensland there at Amy Park, and they could be back at ANZ Stadium again 3 weeks later to contest the premiership. It seems to be a fascinating final series, Matt, and of course we'll see it all on the NRL Finals channel exclusively now on Fox Sports, so we're going to have all the coverage there throughout September heading into the first Sunday night in October, so there is plenty to look forward to. And Matt, you'll be all across it for Fox Sports. Thank you as always for your time on Tab Talk, and no doubt we'll be hearing you throughout the weekend, starting Friday night at Suncorp Stadium.
But if you want it, they've got another 30 seconds, you want to have another crack of the Bulldogs.
I can, you know, but I might not be able to limit it to 30 seconds. Look, don't start me.
I know.
Lisa, my wife's copped it every time I got home from the footy. She goes, how was it tonight? And I've been making about 3 hours to get through my rant at Canterbury, and by that point she's sound asleep, which sort of defeats the purpose of speaking to her. But anyway, we better not go there.
At least we can have a laugh, can't we?
See you, gents.
Good on you, mate. Bye. Matty Russell joining us there from Fox Sports. And always good to catch up with him. 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Kembla Grange gallops today. And Brock Ryan's got a nice book of rides there. He's been going well, getting some good rides for good stables of late too. And joins us now. Morning, Brock. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just said you've been getting some nice rides and getting rides for some good stables of late, which must be giving you a big thrill and a lot of confidence.
Yeah, that's it. When you get to ride for those bigger stables, for those Sydney trainers, it gives you heaps of confidence and you always know you're going to be on something good.
Yeah, terrific. Now, the second today, you're on the toppy there, Keymaster. And now, this is over the 1,200. You did ride this last start. The horse can race handy on the pace.
Yeah, well, he's a natural leader. And, yeah, I rode him over 1,000 last start, which was a bit out of his comfort zone. But with the extra 200 metres, he should be right there probably leading and hopefully put on a good show for you.
Well, he's shown a bit. He won a maiden, then went straight to Hawkesbury for the provincial championship qualifier.
Yeah, well, I've rode the horse for Jeff a lot track work and always had a bit of an opinion of the horse, and he obviously does too, and he's shown he can do it. So hopefully he's coming out of that last run good, and he'll be riding it today.
Now, you're an interesting runner in the third there for Gwenda Markwell in reference. This horse is drawn out wide a little bit. You look at his form and think he's run a couple of fifths and so forth, but I tell you what, he's just finishing right on the hammer every run, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it. He's always thereabouts in his runs, and look, with that wider barrier, I'll probably just go forward anyways, and he's had a bit of a break between runs this time, and he's fresh and feeling good, so hopefully he shows a good run today.
Now, in race four, Jim Litt, the ex-Kiwis, put you on Attaboy Ross here. He's had two runs back from a spell. They've been good runs, the second one in particular, and he looks like he needs a run or two to come right, this old horse.
Yeah, well, by the look of his form, you're right there. He probably takes a few runs to get into form, but look, his last run was pretty good. He only finished, I think he was beaten two lengths, so hopefully today Jim's got him in good order and he'll be putting on a show too.
All right, now you've got a pick-up ride here in the fifth for Christian Buchanan. You're riding Dr. Kimball. This is first up. I don't want to put you under any pressure whatsoever, Brock, but it is Christian Buchanan's birthday today, so you've got to deliver the present, all right?
All right. Yeah, thanks for filling me in with that.
So wish you a happy birthday when you come out. You're under the hammer. Don't worry about that now.
Yeah. No, look, I know the horse has won over a mile, and he looks like a bit of a natural leader as well and free-running type. I don't know if I'll be able to lead him over 1,300, but we'll see what she wants to do and, yeah, see what happens.
Well, Kristen's firing at the moment. Your horse is winning everywhere. So, as I said, no pressure at all, Rock.
Yeah, thanks.
No, don't worry. Now, the seventh 2,000-metre race, said that Gwenda Markle's put you on another one here. Zariz Orwins, and you know a bit about this. You've ridden its last three.
Yeah, look, she's always been thereabouts, and I've always thought the horse needed a bit further, but it was just hard to find a race for her. But today looks a good race, and she comes in with the weights good, and she should be handy, and she's been working well at home, so hopefully she runs well.
All right, now what'll be the pick of your rides today?
Ooh, we'd like to put one probably on Keymaster's last run. I thought it was real super effort for a horse that definitely needs further, so being further today should be right there, I think.
All right. Well, as I said, you've been riding everywhere at the moment. And whereabouts are you riding work these days?
All right, work with Gwenda down here at Kembla Grange. Yep. And when I get a chance, she does let me go up to Warwick Farm, but we've been very busy down here lately, so I've just been staying put.
All right. But when you get the chance, you poke up there. And the good thing is, as I said, John Thompson's throwing on. And John O'Shea as well has been putting on as well, Godolphin, which is great. That's a real compliment to you.
Yeah, it's been... I've had a lot of help from them, and with Darren Beedman being at Godolphin, he's always helping me out with my riding. So, yeah, I love riding for them, and hopefully the rides keep coming.
Must feel good when you whack those blue colours on, does it?
Yeah, it sure does. I don't mind riding in them.
I didn't think you would. Good on you, Brock. Good luck today. And just remember, wish Kristen a happy birthday when you come out for the doctor, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Good on you, mate. All the best.
Right,
Brock Ryan there, and he's got a nice book of rides today, Trent, too.
He does, Cozzy. So going through Brock's ride there at Kembla Grange. So in race two, Keymaster is currently a $6 chance, so probably the one he rates the best chance there this afternoon. In race three, Reference is a $26 chance. In race four, Attaboy Ross is a $5.50 hope. In race five, Dr. Kimball has been back to the price, Cozzy, now $7 for the birthday lady there in Kristen Buchanan. And in the last of seven there at Kembla Grange. Zaria's Orleans is a $10 chance. So they're the five rides for Brock Ryan at Kembla Grange this afternoon. And Keymaster, he believes, is probably the best of his five rides there, and a $6 chance there in the second of seven at Kembla Grange.
At All Messiahs, Christian celebrating the anniversary of a 21st.
That's
we
your
won't
line.
Say which one.
I'm going to adopt that, Cozzy. That's the second time in as many days you've used
it's
that, and
very,
I don't mind it.
It's a diplomatic one, I tell you. Good on you, Trent. Have a good day.
Same to you.
All right, we'll talk to you through the day. Trent Lenscow there, tab.com.au. Shortly, we'll be heading across to Royal Randwick and the special media conference this morning with a great announcement regarding racing in this state. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, formerly 2KY, has been a part of New South Wales broadcasting for over 90 years. We continue to lead the way in race broadcasting.
We're sure. Is it still a chance? Yes! Big win!
The immediacy of radio brings you up-to-the-minute betting information and vital news from trainers and jockeys.
Leading trainer Chris Waller for the very latest on Winx. Give us the news, mate.
I've just pulled her out now, Andrew.
Across all codes, Sky Sports Radio is there with continuous market updates and more. Wherever you go, Sky Sports Radio goes with you.
All the King's Horses, Bart Cummings' story, is on DVD.
Everything was done the right way. It was done his way.
He had absolute faith in what he did.
He took horses to another level and made them champions.
Demanded excellence at every stage of the training process.
1-4 in the Melbourne Cup. That's as good as Bradman's batting average.
We commemorate the legacy of the Cup's King on the extended unseen DVD version with bonus features.
Winning life well lived on a betting ticket.
Available from August 18.
At Bing Lee, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bing Lee, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details. Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Market Movers.
Racing HQ.
Tab Talk.
It's all on Sky Sports Radio.
Now, here's Richard Haynes at Randwick.
Randwick, the Longines Owners Pavilion here at Royal Randwick on a glorious Sydney Tuesday for a major announcement from Racing New South